It's wild.
But that's crazy. That's crazy because, I mean, come on, we've been used to be able to block pages or forums or groups if we didn't like them.
Exactly.
And having this power, because it is power, removed, it's come on. I wouldn't like it, to be honest. I mean, I'm not on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But now that you tell me this, it's even more unlikely that I'm gonna get an account. Wow. Okay. So it's not even really a coincidence that the guy owning the platform is also a guy supporting the former president,
exactly.
Endorsing some conspiracy theories. So
yeah.
I think things are very well connected. The dots are there. So.
And you know, these dots, actually, I would say they're very thick lines, man. Because, I mean, did you read about this? That Musk sent, you know, $75 million to Trump's campaign?
To the campaign, yeah. Sorry.
So, you know, it's obvious what X has become. It's essentially just a conservative, you know, platform to spread, right now, that's what it is, to spread, you know, false information in order to, you know, make, you know,
you
bring
know
Trump
yeah, that's very true, and... What I think also is that for true information to pick up is very difficult, because usually true information require the reader to invest more time in mm-hmm. reading the post, because if you want to explain something, you need to put in, you know, the words.
Yep.
And you have to probably to have posts that are quite long or at least a bit complicated to understand. So it's very difficult for posts like this to get through the misinformation barrier. So
yeah.
It's very difficult. It's weird. It should be the opposite, but it's difficult for true facts to reach a wider audience, because it's more difficult to understand it probably, and it just takes more time. People want quick thing, you know, and misinformation is the easiest thing and the quickest one. So
plus, you know,
that's also a problem.
The crazy thing about Twitter itself, and we were talking a lot about X. We're talking a lot about X, because I mean that's where all the conspiracies really started, about the hurricane situation. And one thing about them, about X, is that, for example, because I'm not on it myself, but I created a new account, you know, just out of interest to see, you know, what is it like nowadays. And I kid you not, the first thing that is recommended to me is the classics, you know, Tucker Carlson Network, you know, I don't even remember the names of the other people, but, you know, they were in the area of spreading conspiracy theories. And just, you know, not factual information, just, you know, they call it, what, opinion pieces, but, well, they're very harmful. Yeah, it's just... It's so crazy.
It's not good. And also, I saw a Twitter post. Well, I read an article that had a Twitter post in the article with some AI generated picture of the hurricane damages.
Yeah.
And so that brings the complexity and the difficulty to debunk this stuff even more complicated. Mm-hmm. Because if you see, there were just three pictures of, I think it was a park, I don't know where, but it was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it was a theme park. But of course, these were AI generated. But if for somebody that just scrolls fast, okay?
And for someone who just doesn't...
You think it's true, okay?
Exactly. Because, I mean, that's also the crazy thing is so many people, they don't realize that images are AI generated. That's the thing, because I've told
some
you...
Some of them are crazy good.
Exactly. Some of them are crazy good. But, you know, you're still able to spot it. Like, for example, there's been this fake image showing Trump helping out a worker in deep, like knee-deep water. And he was wearing a raincoat and, you know, he was carrying something. And it's like, come on, really? And also there was the super famous one, the most famous picture that I think you are going to mention now was the one of the little girl, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That one spread like crazy. And I think she was wearing like a raincoat. She was standing in deep water, holding a teddy bear or something, right? And insane. So it was still obvious that it's fake, you know, if you think about it. But if you just, as you said, if you scroll around, forget it.
You don't bother by it. You just see it and you think it's true.
Exactly.
And also, what I think it's even more scarier, and we didn't really see it now because, I mean, at least I don't really see it because I don't get much information, but much news about it, is the deepfake situations.
Mm-hmm.
Those, yep, in my opinion, are pretty much impossible to debunk. Mm-hmm. It's some of them are perfect,
yep,
perfect. So imagine if you are, because if you are on X, on some specific threads or some specific places, you will encounter some of these videos, especially if you are somebody that, you know, wants to see conspiracy theories and so on. You will believe it, first of all, because you want to believe it. And second of all, because they are made so well that how can you not? Come on, it's difficult. I think, generally, in my opinion, that I think that I also, at some point in my life, saw a video and I didn't understand it was a deep fake. For sure, because some of them are very good.
Yeah.
So,
videos, posts, images.
Spread, it's very easy to, yeah, spread the misinformation.
Yeah. It's getting easier by the day. And also another big reason for that is that there's this statistic by the Pew Research Center in America. They've been conducting, you know, interviews with media savvy people to, you know, to figure out where do you get your news from. And over half of US adults said that they get their news from social media, which in America is, you know,
mostly Twitter,
mostly X, exactly. X, TikTok, all the great platforms where this stuff spreads like crazy.
And wow, so
yeah,
then we can understand even better the fact that information are so fast in these platforms that you can't really grasp the real scenarios, okay? Especially, yeah, on Twitter, on X, and Twitter and TikTok. You know, it's just 5 seconds video or a post of 120 characters. I think there is even a maximum of character on X, and it's very low. So you are forced to simplify the message to the core.
Mm-hmm.
And if you simplify the message to the core, of course, conspiracy theories and general misinformation spread faster. It's, yeah, easier. But, oh, wow. Oh, I kind of understand why it's so many people believe these things.
Yeah. There's also this thing, because you said, you know, it spreads so fast. So if someone sees the same information over and over, also, especially, yeah, on different platforms, then, you know, they just get this confirmation, you know, in their head that, oh, look at this, you know.
You tend to believe it is true, yes.
Yeah.
Because you saw it multiple times, for sure, 100%.
Yeah, so to our listeners at home, we know this isn't the most, you know, how do we say, euphoric topic. But I'd say we could use this to really, to bring home the message, you know, don't get your news just from social media. You know, I mean, diversify, you know, do some additional research with, I mean, sure, the examples we showed you today with, you know, that they can control the weather, you know, sure, stuff like this to many, luckily, oh well, it should at least to many or to everybody, in best case, seem like absolute garbage. But, you know, it's now more important than ever. Also, as we said, with AI taking over now, and it's even us, you know, we don't even know if we maybe fell for something. It's just so important to be careful. And yeah, don't just, you know, retweet everything. I guess this is my take home message.
and from my side, one last thing is that, at least what I do is that if there is a breaking news or a latest news,
mm-hmm,
I usually tend to not go immediately to read the news from the first newspaper because often they miss information or, mm-hmm, the information are just partial. So just wait a couple of hours and, yeah, then you can make up your mind and read the full articles with probably more information,
mm-hmm,
that came during those hours. Because usually when people write news immediately, it's just for clicks often.
Yeah.
And they want to get the attention before the others. But this, of course, comes with possibly sometimes a lack of information. So, yeah, just wait a bit more and then read how many articles you want.
Exactly. That's what you said, right? You got to diversify. And yeah, and with this message of diversity, we're going to leave you guys to enjoy your Friday evening, your Friday night.
Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. And thanks so much for you, Giovanni, for dropping by. to talk about some more crazy stuff. Thanks so much, man. Great. Take care. Huh? Have a nice one.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Radio LoRa 97.5 MHz. For LoRa to be broadcasting to megahertz, we need your participation. Be part of this valuable project. As a non-commercial and non-profit radio station, LoRa is depending on donations by listeners and supporters. Your help provides future operations and development of this independent media outlet. LoRa, your financial support is tax deductible.
The scene. What is it? if you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
I'm
one foot and the flames in the other, trying to walk the line. Can't say I never saw it coming, I can see the warning signs. Mama always said I was born on the wild side. I guess mama was right. Cause when the clock strikes midnight, I'm gonna ride the lightning, feel the thunder, till the darkness pulls me under. Gonna fly on wings of fire, breathing good Lord lifts me higher. Singing oh, when they call me on. Singing oh, when they call me on. I'm gonna ride the lightning. There's a man in a black coat standing at a crossroads, with a pen in his hand and a long list of lost souls. They say he flips a coin, forged out of fool's gold. There's a man in a black coat standing at a crossroads. I hope he lets me pass by. When I close my eyes, I'm gonna ride the lightning, feel the thunder, till the darkness pulls me under. Gonna fly on wings of fire, breathing good Lord lifts me higher. Singing oh, when they call me on. Singing oh, when they call me on. I'm gonna ride the lightning, ride the lightning, ride the lightning. I'm gonna ride the lightning, feel the thunder, till the darkness pulls me under. Gonna fly on wings of fire, breathing good Lord lifts me higher. Singing oh, when they call me on. Singing oh, when they call me on. Gonna ride the lightning. Talking on my friends, texting, calling all weekend. Why I ain't seen you around? What's the name tying you down? I don't care, cause they don't know that flashing lights that takes me over. I'm going out of my mind. Wrong never felt so right. She's keeping me up, 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 up to no good. Up all night till the day comes. One look and I'm hooked on the one mama said stay away from. She'll burn a hole right through me. There ain't no turning back now. She's keeping me up, 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 taking me down, down, down. Up, up, up. Like a devil on my shoulder, she's the drug I can't see.
Das Zürcher Radio. Wo Studis? Für Studis.
Radio Lora auf 97,5.